This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, different Christmas stories that are my favorites that I think express a lesson or two about Christmas 2016. I don't know if you're familiar with the ministry of T.D. Jakes from Dallas, Texas. You may have never heard of him. You may have some of his books or you've heard him speak. My purpose is just to tell this story about his father that to me powerfully illustrates what's going on in this country at Christmas 2016, about going not only in a wrong direction, but going in the opposite direction. Listen to this story as we conclude this week. God bless you as you listen to Cross Hope. And he tells a story out of his childhood that really touched me. He described his dad, when he grew up in West Virginia, by the way. People think he's from Texas. He grew up in West Virginia. He said, "My dad was the most stubborn person in terms of refusing to ask for directions." Anybody relate to that with a family member? Somebody won't ask for directions. My dad would do two things. He wouldn't look at a map, and he refused to stop and ask somebody directions. It was too humbling to do that. Here's the tragedy. T.D. Jakes said, most of the time, it wasn't that my dad was going in the wrong direction. Most of the time, we were going in the opposite direction. If we needed to be going north up Interstate 77 through West Virginia, we were going south. If we needed to go east on Interstate 64, we were going west. He said it was oftentimes we were going in the opposite direction. I thought, what a parable for the United States of America at Christmas. Folks, we're not only going in the wrong direction, we're going in the opposite direction, morally and spiritually. We really are. We are going in the opposite direction spiritually. And there are people in their marriages who don't get it, but they're doing everything that is counterproductive to blessing their marriage. And there are families that are doing anything that's 180 degrees in the wrong direction to bless their children. And you know the drill. That's the way it is in the United States of America. We're not only going off 20 degrees to the right or left, we're going in the opposite direction. We're walking away from the Lord instead of toward Him. And as I say often, you know you've repented in your life when you stop walking away from the Lord and you start walking toward Him. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about because this year was the year you started walking toward the Lord. We're in a generation today, I'm afraid. I mentioned this recently. We say no Jesus, we see no Jesus, and we hear no Jesus. We have nothing to do with the Christ of Bethlehem. We have everything to do with the economy and everything to do with marketing and everything to do with purchasing and selling, but nothing to do with the Christ of Christmas as a culture. We're walking away. We're like T.D. Jakes' dad. We're going in the opposite direction. All I'm asking you to do today is to start walking with Him and walking toward Him. And start believing in the Christ of Christmas, realizing He's the only hope. Your hope is not the economy. It's not politics. Your hope is in the Lord. It always has been, always will be. Well, next week is not only the last week of 2016, it's the end of the 34th year of broadcast of our messages on the radio. Doesn't seem possible that January 2nd will actually begin our 35th year of broadcast of these weekly messages. We will continue on Cross Hope in the Luke series on January 2nd. Hope you'll continue to listen. We want to call your attention to our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message, any message you may have heard, particularly in the last 5 years on Cross Hope. Also, a reminder to look at visual stories on Cross Hope, something you watch and something you listen to on crosshope.org. God bless you and Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.